Now, Galesburg's evening news continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Five 13 on Galesburg's Evening News at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. Mindful Creativity Nights are something that's happening at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center, and there's an important, I think, message behind that, and some of the people involved with those, whom you might know from Relay for Life of Knox County, are here. Stacy Dutton and Ann Giffey are here in studio to talk to us about this. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
First question, I think, for me is, well, talk to me about how this idea came about first.
Sure.
Ann?
Well, I'm a volunteer, actually, for both organizations.
Okay.
So I guess I've seen some things in our community that have great partnerships, and I thought that my partnership with Relay for Life, I thought of bringing people, different people, new people to the Galesburg Civic Arts Center and showing how art can really help connect people and provide some relaxation and stress relief for those that might be going through some hard times.
Yeah, I was just going to kind of move into Stacy. That's where the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life kind of comes in, right? Because at the end of the day, illness aside, with cancer, it can be made worse by stress, can't it? By the stress of being that ill, right?
Absolutely. It is very stressful for the survivor, whether they're going through treatment or maybe have a re-diagnosis, or if they've been a survivor for a long time. That's part of their journey. And I know, you know, there's some anxiety and worry that comes along with that, as well for the caregivers and the friends and family of those loved ones. So Ann and I have worked together for several years, and I had seen some other activities in different communities of blending creativity with art groups. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how they can raise awareness, provide a meaningful moment for the people that come and participate, and then create something beautiful out of that.
And in terms of, I keep thinking, you know, about a whole lot of efforts that have been here around the community and just in general about art as it relates to relaxation. For some reason, I keep thinking of, you know, the adult coloring books that seem to be, quote unquote, all the rage now. Although I don't see, that would not relax me at all, I don't think. But art in general has really proven in a lot of circles to be a really good form of relaxation, hasn't it?
It is, and I think this partnership with art, as well as some mindful practitioners, if I could talk about the three people that will be involved in that regard from our community.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Heck and Sally Scott are yoga instructors, and they will be there for two of these evenings. And then Jerry Kander, who's a certified mindfulness and meditation instructor, will be there for one of the evenings. So not only can art be a stress relief, as you said, adult coloring, but also thinking about breathing and relaxing our body and relaxing our minds as well.
Let's then talk about each of these mindful creativity nights. There are three of these coming up here between this month and next, correct?
Yes, the first is actually this week, Thursday, December 7th. All of the evenings start at 6:30 p.m. at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center, which is in downtown Galesburg. Everyone, as Stacy said, survivors, caregivers are invited. The other two evenings are January 10th and January 19th. As well at 6:30 p.m. And the mindful practitioners will lead us through some activities for the mind and body. And then there's a very, you know, low stakes art activity plan that participants will be led through as well. And as I said, this is all free to those who wish to participate.
And we've talked a lot about, you know, people with this being a good idea for people who've dealt with cancer, but these are really for anybody, aren't they?
It really is. We've all been touched by cancer in some regard, and so this partnership with the American Cancer Society, we're focusing on the illness of cancer, but really anyone who would like to participate can certainly stop by.
Stacy, in terms of relaxation, is this really the, and I don't mean this to sound the way it's probably going to come out, is this the best way to do this? Or are there other ways that we think of relaxation in terms of people with cancer? What do you usually tell people in that regard? Or how do you usually help people in that regard?
Sure. We provide, you know, support system for survivors that are newly diagnosed with other survivors. We provide information so that they can educate themselves and kind of be armed to face the fight. But as we know, our mind and body are one and the same with our spirit. And sometimes those overrule, you know, yeah. Our nerves and our stomach and our brain never shuts off or relaxes. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these techniques, they'll be able to take home with them. They're very simple. Anyone can do them. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of giggles. And then the new art mediums that they're presenting too. I mean, I'm excited about that. And there's no skill level. You talked about the coloring.
Thank goodness there's no skill level.
You talked about the coloring. I never thought I was OCD, but I don't relax when I color either. I want it to be the right color. What's my next color? How is this going to look?
I just can't stay inside the lines. That's my problem.
But I'm excited. You know, there's acrylic pours, this Zentangle. And walk the dog. Those are the mediums that we're going to be using. And like I said, anybody is welcome to participate.
Yeah, that led to my next question. Anne, talk about these three mediums here. First, starting with acrylic mm-hmm. pours.
Well, they're going to be new for me as well as a volunteer. But the first will be, I think, very relaxing and mindful. There actually would be a medium that we pour acrylics onto, and it hardens and dries. The second is a drawing. Zentangle is involved with drawing.
I've heard that one, but I've never mm-hmm. seen it or really or don't know much about it.
You have to come.
Okay.
And then the third is walk the dog. Again, it's kind of a relaxing, not worrying, but letting your hand and your mind be connected.
Sort of a go with the flow type
exactly.
of a thing.
Exactly. So like I said, low stakes art, and we're hoping people will have fun and relax.
Okay. So these three Mindful Creativity Nights are all free at the Civic Arts Center, right?
Yes. December 7th, January 10th, and January 19th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
All right. And again, they are all at the Civic Arts Center. The American Cancer Society is a partner. Cottage Hospital is involved as well. And they're really making all these things go. So, Stacy, tell me you're not thinking about the next Relay for Life already.
Oh, we've been thinking about it since last May.
I'm sure.
And we're always fighting cancer every single day. Some dates to save are February 10th. We're having our Purple Prom kickoff. It's at the Knoxville American Legion. And this year our event theme is Mardi Gras.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Everybody's really excited to add the green and gold to our purple and have a lot of fun with that. March 3rd, we're having our trivia night at the KC Hall in Galesburg. And then our main event will be May 19th at Knox College, the Relay for Life in Knox County.
All right. And those are all listed online somewhere, I believe?
Yes. Our website is relayforlife.org/KnoxCountyIL.
Okay. And Anne, anything else you want to add about this or... anything else with the Arts Center or Relay for Life or anything?
We hope that people come, and the Civic Arts Center will be open for the downtown Galesburg Holiday Open House on Friday evening, and also for the Galesburg Express. It's an official stop.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I hate to say I'm looking at the weather on Saturday, but I think you'll want to at least go inside, if nothing, for the heat.
Yes.
I would think.
Heat and activity. It'll be fun.
There you go. All right. Stacy Dutton and Ann Giffey. Involved with Mindful Creativity Nights at the American Cancer Society and the Galesburg Civic Arts Center are partnering on, among others. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about them. This is a great thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.